Welcome back to another episode of Cosmopolitics. I think this is technically the second one coming out this quarter.
Yes.
But this is the first we're recording this quarter because this quarter has been a lot.
The first one, it was actually the last one for last quarter. Mm-hmm. New year, new me. Same me. I'm Abby.
True. I'm Deb Kwan, person at the Daily.
My name is Abby Lee. We're both Korean. And today, you know what we're talking about? We're talking about New York.
New York.
New York City, because we're saying winter quarter is busy, and it's been a busy quarter for you, Deb. Tell me what you've been up to.
Oh my god, this quarter has been a lot. Like, what? Today is what? January
the 19th.
We're more than halfway through. Mm-hmm. The quarter started on like the 3rd or 4th, I think. And we couldn't even record earlier because
I
had this fun little thing happen. I don't know. You might have heard of it. You might not have. I think it's a little underground now. Not really. I'm sorry. but yeah, I got COVID for the first time. Tested positive on New Year's Day. What a great time to start.
Honestly, I think it's good that you got out of the way. I mean, I don't want to sound like a total dick, but I mean, I think there's something very like cool that you got it on New Year's Day.
I think it's cool in the way that I find the term cool to be like a neutral term.
Yeah, know? I think we can say that like it feels like something, even if it's not actually anything, good or bad.
Agreed. And you know what? I remember I was so distressed. I'm like, man, is this karma or something? But you know what? You know what? I think it's just something that happened to humble me a little bit. And my year has been kind of okay so far afterward.
How is it karma when you've never done anything wrong in your life?
Sometimes I'm like, shit, did I?
No, you didn't. You've never done anything wrong. Anyways, so you got COVID. Yeah, and then
I recovered. And then a week later, I went to New York. And coincidentally, we're talking about New York. Crazy.
I know.
It's like we planned this.
I know, right? Because we put the work into it.
Yeah. But I think New York is an interesting city and an interesting concept because it's something so everyone, if you say the term New York City, New York, or like I'm going to New York for a little bit, or like Manhattan or something, there is a certain idea that is in everyone's head. Like everyone has a connotation to New York City, and it's like New York City is seen as this thing that is, depending on who you are, it's seen as this like scary urban place, or it's been seen as like a place that's like so idealized, especially in like entertainment and stuff. I think that's a big part of why so many people want to move to New York. And like, it's no secret that like a lot of times they stereotype it as this place of like glitz and glamour and making your dreams come true, and also the fact that that's not going to happen, you know?
No, yeah. I mean, so much media is about New York. I mean, think about Seinfeld. Seinfeld is about New York. I think, right?
Yeah, it takes like, okay, they're Jewish New Yorkers.
So. No, yeah, I figured that was like, I was like, that's New York, yeah. Right? But I think it's interesting the way which New York really captivates our society in a way which other cities don't. Like, people don't use, like, Los Angeles gets like the whole, like, oh, glitz and glamour. But it's funny enough because people talk about Los Angeles with a little more tint of depression than they talk about New York, I noticed. Concept, introduction, like, BoJack Horseman. The way they talk about LA and California, or even the way that I think there's an artist, Joan Didion, you know, those California's people, and also queer indie people online love Joan Didion.
Yeah, I think because LA is technically speaking like the New York of the West Coast, but it's very different. I think that, well, I will say part of the way that people like kind of shit talk LA comparatively is I think a lot of people tend to focus on like the dirtiness or the homeless problem more there, to be honest, because
people,
that's what I've noticed actually, because like, well, for instance, the recent election, like Karen Bass and Rick Caruso, the whole thing is like LA is downgraded and shit, and it's like LA is just another city, to be honest. But I guess going back to the idea of like the glamour of New York, and I think it's because it's also associated with the glamour of the East Coast for a lot of people, because it's a lot more like there's so much going on.
Would you mind if I butt in?
Go
really
in,
quickly?
Go
I
in.
Think that New York has a legacy, like a legacy kind of glitz to it that LA doesn't, or mostly any Western city doesn't have. Like, I love Seattle, you know, I go here to UW, but it doesn't have that same kind of history. I mean, like, Seattle does have history and stuff as a city, and also let's acknowledge, like, the indigenous people who lived here before, but it doesn't have, I agree with you, like, there's something that the East Coast kind of captivates for everyone who's not there.
I mean, it's kind of the old money versus new money vibe.
Oh my gosh, you're so right.
That's exactly it. Yeah. I mean, like, obviously, you have to keep the context of, like, indigenous people lived here for so many years, all over this, like, landmass. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to, like, when you consider the history of the U.S. and, like, colonization and stuff, like, we started in the East Coast.
Yeah.
The foundation was built there and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's also the vibe of the East Coast. Not everyone, but I think a lot of people also have that instant connection of East Coast. Oh, Ivy League. Elitism.
That's true. You know, I think one of the... When you were talking about L.A. a little bit earlier, so early ago, by the way, very recently, it's weird because I feel like, personally, I've heard more... The negative parts about L.A. are that it's soulless. Like, L.A. lacks a... the same soul that a city, or like individuality that like a city like even Seattle has comparatively.
I understand, because the difference between LA and New York, in my opinion, because I have been to both and mm-hmm. I read.
A well-traveled woman.
The thing is about LA, I get the soulless thing, because mm-hmm. here's the thing. If you're in NYC or LA, there's big stuff related to like entertainment there. But let's talk about hot people in LA versus New York.
Oh my God. A good way to tackle the subject.
There's a diversity of hot people. There's hot people of all professions. Mm-hmm. In LA, it's just celebrities, like actors, musicians,
influencers.
It's so, I mean, not to shit talk, because I love music, I love theater, I love film. Mm-hmm. As someone who was like, be interested in that kind of stuff in high school and presently, but it's a little soulless, especially when you consider the industry and everything. And the core, that's wrong to say, but the way it's perceived, at least, that's the core of Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. I think that with New York, there tends to be this idea of like more diversity. And I mean, realistically, there probably is. I don't exactly know the dynamics. The statistics of who lives where, but I mean, as we've established, like, New York has had a lot more time to establish itself as a capital, as like a place of solace, like as a place for the people who didn't fit in or whatever. Like, I know people use that to describe New York a lot too. Like, for all the weirdos everywhere, they all moved to that country. Not country. State. City. City. Ooh boy. It's been a long day for me today. I'm sorry.
I won't comment on the statistics, but I think you can pretty confidently say that there is like a level of diversity in New York, but it also really depends on what neighborhood and what borough you're in.
Oh, 100%. But I mean, that's like most places.
That's most places. But the thing is, if you go into certain boroughs, there is a lot of diversity. Mm-hmm. And like when you consider also the impact of culture in New York and like how foundationally important like Washington Heights, Harlem and shit, mm-hmm. there is a lot of rich history in that sense. In like if we're considering even just like the culture and entertainment angle, it's less superficial and it's deeper and like has soul. I mean, like soul music, for instance, like if you're talking explicitly in New York versus like somewhere like LA, because LA still kind of feels baby and like mostly just like feels like Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. Now, while we're on the subject of New York, because we have been, you got to tell me, what's your favorite media that is relevant to New York? Like New York centered media. Give me your top three. Could be anything. Podcasts, movies, TV, books.
Let's just talk about what media takes place or just like
mentions. Oh, you know what? Let's just go off the top of our heads.
Because the first thing I always think about, because New York has always been such like an important thing to me and like I will one day live there, you know, as a mm-hmm. kid. And I think, honestly, so fucking cringe. But part of it was when I watched Glee, because they're fucking obsessed with New York and like Broadway and shit.
Okay, but the thing is, what Glee really does tackle quite well, because I was also a little kid who was like, God, I want to live in New York one day. But realistically, what Glee tackles is like the fact that New York is viewed as a soulless, like a place for queer individuals too. Like, let's think of whole Kurt's storyline or whatever. But no, don't worry, don't feel too cringed out, because I think that's just like every slightly odd kid on the West Coast is like, God, someday I'll be in the big city, mm-hmm. the Big Apple.
Yeah, and I think part of it was also that I spent the first 12 years of my life living in Chicago. Mm-hmm. which honestly gives more East Coast vibes than anything.
And, yeah, it really does.
And also, it's literally in the eastern half of the country. I don't know. It was always felt weird that it was considered the Midwest. But anyway, I spent most of the time after I moved from Chicago, I moved to Bellevue, being like, fuck, I want to go back, you know?
Exactly.
That was when I started. That was also the period of time when I started, like, consuming media more for myself and mm-hmm. not just watching whatever was on the TV or whatever mm-hmm. my parents would allow me to watch. So then I started getting more of that New York media and kind of just, like, those ideas mixed in my head. But I will say, regarding, like, New York media and entertainment, I recently binged the first season of Russian Doll, which I believe it, I mean, like, first of all, it takes place in Manhattan, and I think it was entirely filmed, I think, either the East or West Village and, like, the surrounding areas. So that's really cool. It also literally, like, took place in New York. That's always fun. A lot of New York sitcoms, I want to say.
You know, I realize I really dug myself into a hole when I asked you that, because suddenly I can't remember anything that was set in New York.
Okay, I need to, like...
Do you know the, like, the book where it's two kids who stay in the museum overnight? It's okay. Someone who's listening to this can email the Daily and tell me what book it is. Or I'll look it up afterwards. But
adjacent is Phineas and Ferb. Takes place in the tri-state area. Very adjacent.
They feel, like, very set in the Midwest.
They do, but it's because they're probably, like, fucking, like, Westchester or something. Some, like, suburban-ass area.
See, I do not have great geography skills. And after a while, I kind of gave up on my living in New York dream because... You know, I always hate to feel like there's egg on my face. I hate to be like, I was wrong. But who knows? Maybe someday. I think that right now... Oh my gosh, it's real. Oh,
yeah, context, I just pulled up like an image of like what the tri-state area entails.
Mm-hmm. So I've been really on the living in Chicago someday train or even Boston.
I'm interested in both too. Yeah, Chicago and Boston are also both great anyway.
Yeah, I've never been to Boston. Cities.
Ayo, really?
No, I've never been. I haven't really traveled a lot domestically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Domestic travel for me is a very recent thing. Mm-hmm. I used to just, like, only really go abroad.
Yeah, I'm saying all these places as if I don't want to live in Korea for, like, a year.
That's so ambitious. I could live in Korea for maybe 2 weeks.
I think that it's just because I really would like to feel a little bit more immersed, but I do fear... I would go to Korea and then I'd just, like, get my ass whooped.
Yeah, my thing about Korea is, I mean, I lived there as a kid for, like, 6-7 months, mm-hmm. which is different because I was a child and now I am a grown woman, so there's that. But, I mean, if you were going to live in Korea, a year is your best bet, probably.
Yeah, right. I mean, I can't imagine going any longer.
And a year immersion is really good, to be honest. I honestly think you'll come out of it speaking fluently.
Okay, because that's pretty much my only goal. Like, I'd be taking lessons and stuff before.
I mean, there's something really different about immersion in general.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I want that. But, you know, that's not New York. Mm-hmm. That's Korea. That's Seoul.
Yeah.
But I think I thought of my New York media.
I think it's a part of the thing of, like, I think the New York media is a way for us to idolize the city.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing with idolizing and thing of... talking about things as a dream is so personally I never really like to talk about things as dreams because dreams feel like things you're never going to attain.
So true.
And it's like I want to believe that the people around me can do the things that they want to do.
Aww.
And I think that like the thing about New York is that we make it seem like, oh, this is such a cool place, but we also make it think, oh, because it's so cool we'll never be able to do it. And I think like there's truth to that, but there is also you can make it happen. It's not an impossible thing. Like, I honestly, if I moved to New York, you know what I would do? I would get a studio, share it with one person, pay maybe like $1,500 a month.
I'm all weepy-eyed right now, Deb. That's so beautiful.
Like, I think that because whenever we put things on a pedestal, we not only make it so we want it more, but we also make it seem a lot more unattainable than it might actually be. Mm. I think living in New York is hard, like money-wise, but I don't think it's impossible. It's a huge ass city and there's like cities surrounding it and very like commutable and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I mean, obviously it really depends on your like specific situations, but like that's something I think about a lot with New York, because I used to think it was like maybe like a pipe dream or something, but at the same time, like, why am I making living in like a fucking city a pipe dream?
That's so true. You know, the world's your oyster. You have one life.
Mm-hmm.
All those words, you have one life, live it.
YOLO.
Literally YOLO.
I live by that, though, to be honest. Like, as everyone...
You are the most YOLO person.
In person, as people know, I'm willing to try most things once. And I just think it's like, there's no point in being fearful of so many things when you literally only live once. Like, it's so like cliche and sometimes cringe, but like, genuinely, how are you going to spend your entire life in fear?
Mm-hmm. That's so true. So my new dream, attainable dream, but not really a dream, is to go to New York.
Deb and Abby can have a sitcom moment in New York.
Yes, where I kiss Bo and Yang on the head.
Oh my God, true.
And then I punch. I don't know if I can say that. Good thing we're laughing during it, so maybe it'll be a little bit hard to decipher, but I think that'll be my new bucket list. I was actually in New York during May for a little bit with my old pops, my dad, because good old guy went to Yale, fun fact, and he was like, oh yeah, let me tell you about all the things I did and stuff. And I was like, this was before I was at UW, and so I was like kind of like sitting there like like fist clenched being like, pop, how could you send me to the Midwest? Not that there's anything wrong with the Midwest. I think that the Midwest does get a lot of hate. I love Chicago, but where I was, it was different. I was not in Chicago, is all we got to say. But anyways, so Deb, I know that this isn't really media, but I got to ask you, because we touched on it a little bit, LA pretty versus New York pretty. How were the people in New York? You know I have to ask.
I've been thinking about this the entire time we've been recording. Like, how do I answer that?
Tell me the sociological patterns, like the differences you see.
So what I will say is, like, the recent trip that I literally just got back from today, this was my first time in New York since COVID. Wow. Last time I was in New York was 2019. In fact, it was in September before I even started college. So actually, I went to my Instagram feed earlier today and I unarchived the photo from my first New York trip in 2019. And I was like, wow, what a baby. She hasn't gone through college yet. But no, I think New York is interesting. As many mm-hmm. people know, I am very fond of dating apps.
Me too.
It's fun. It's a fun time. And honestly, it's like, it's not even a thing of like, God, I need a partner so bad.
No, it's just fun.
I honestly love the way that dating apps are gamified. And I'm a big people watcher in general. And me like, too. This is like kind of another form of it for me. And I also like, I think it's an interesting just like personal study to see who lives in these regions and how are they different?
That's so true.
And I like to see how attraction works because here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Some people may disagree with me. I know some people in my life that do disagree, but I'm not a huge fan of Seattle, I guess, when it comes to like attraction and shit, especially as like a woman of color, because I'm going to be frank, people be racist here. I mean, I know everyone thinks that Seattle's like a really like lib, like echo chamber or whatever, but one, I disagree with that statement.
Well, I don't know, but I can double with you on the first one, because that's a common misconception of all PNW cities.
Oh, yeah. Also, I remember like now.
Portland, too.
Yeah. Seattle and Portland are viewed as really lib, so they think the whole area is lib. But, you know, the PNW has massive, like, white supremacist roots. This place sucks, bro. Sorry. Not to be a hater.
And because of those white supremacist roots, it's stopping me from getting good games.
So it's like, this isn't me having, like, a fem cell moment.
Don't worry. I wouldn't care. You know I wouldn't care.
I want you to care a little.
I'll care.
But basically, it's like, there are anti-racist white people I know here. And I only use this example not to say that I only go after white people, but I think it's a really good litmus test to see how white people date in a region, to see, like, how things are. And it's like, a lot of times they will kind of just gravitate towards their own people, which makes sense because that is natural and that was what people do. Mm-hmm. But so I guess keeping that context in mind, because I'm not that fond of dating in Seattle, as soon as I landed in JFK on Monday, I did open my dating apps and then I turned them off because I'm like, I don't want to really swipe with people at the airport. So then I arrived in Soho and I turned them on, and it's like mostly you get in, it gets your location, everything, and Hinge, you have to kind of do that like manually. Mm-hmm. I unpaused my I don't even fucking know.
Don't worry about it.
But it was interesting because it's one of those things that's like, I don't know if I'm judging properly, because there is something to say that like you enter a new city, you're entering a new bucket of people that you haven't entered. So it's almost like I'm a new Tinder, Bumble, Hinge user. So it's mm-hmm. like, it's because I feel like in Seattle at this point, I'm scraping the bottom of the barrel. I'm just getting whoever just.
Like, I mean, yeah, because you live here. That's like for anyone who mm-hmm. lives anywhere.
Yeah. But I think like going on dating apps in New York was interesting because the people there are very yummy. And matches were like, it was interesting. So it's like, of course I was getting like a bunch of matches, like naturally, like being like a new user being put into that pool. But it was interesting to see a lot of diversity, to be honest, because honestly, like here I'll match with men of color. I'll match with white people. White people, though, whenever I match here, I am a little bit worried because I'm always worried that they're just like fetishizers.
I mean, that's the age old, we are Asian. I mean, that's the age old Asian problem.
No, exactly. I think something we also really need to lay the context for is communication styles in the Seattle area.
Oh,
very
yeah.
Very non-confrontational, very passive, very much like scared.
Honestly, I found that worse for me in the dating pool. Not that it matters anyway. I'm very happy with my little boy wife.
We love.
But I found that the communication part is actually the part that bothers me the most. I've gotten pretty diverse matches, but the communication, it makes me so mad.
I fucking hate the communication in Seattle, which is why I've actually been in this lull ever since I landed up being like, I don't like it here. But anyway, it's like, so I think for context, though, I also, while I was in New York, I deleted the Tinder app. It's because the Tinder app is one of those things where it's like guys tend to reach out first and they don't really, I don't know. I also think Tinder is just like a weird thing. I used to really like it, but now I think it's also just because it's like, I used to love the minimalism of it, and now I'm like kind of bored. So it's really interesting to see how much I've gravitated towards Bumble recently. I used to fucking hate Bumble because I hated having to be the one who messaged first. And
so
also the fact that you only have 24 hours. But you know, it was fine because I was only in New York for like 72 hours anyway. But it's like, they're a lot more responsive and definitely a lot more like A, B, C. Let's do this, this, this.
Yes.
It's like,
they have a plan.
There's a method to it. Like, if I was in New York for 24 more hours, I would have met up with people. And it was like, that was a possible plan, you know? And that's also just how I am. And I think that that kind of scares people sometimes here. Because I'm like, can we meet? Or
no, I agree. Because I hate just talking online with people. I am a person where it's like, I would rather go on a date.
Yeah. Like, not to be that, like, annoying guy who is like, oh, I'm better in person. But I'm like, yeah,
I am better. It's different when you do it.
Yeah, I am better in person. And I think most people are better in person.
We weren't meant to communicate like this over phones and screens and through headphones and podcasts.
Damn, what are we doing?
What are we doing with our life? Well, Deb, that was very interesting. Yeah.
But also, can I just say,
yes,
just one last thing?
Please do.
I think on average, so I think my thoughts about people is on average, non-men are hotter than men.
Real?
But I think it's also, there is something to be said about regional fashion. And I posted this on my Finsta the other day. And it was like, I was walking down, I remember this, I was walking down Canal Street heading to the subway station. And I was like, just, I keep people watching and everything. And I'm like, I think that New York City has a lot of drip in the sense that Seattle has none.
No,
zero.
That's a really real thing. That's normal.
So it's like,
that's
it
a
was
good take.
Kind of awesome that when I was in New York, I'm like, wow, I feel hot and I feel among hot people.
Look, it's the city that never sleeps, the city that's always serving cunt.
And I know part of me is probably just, like, also playing into, like, the idolizing New York thing.
Yeah,
part of it.
It's whatever.
But it's, like, also just, like, because, like, sometimes I'm, like, is it really that different? It's just another big city. But at the same time, it's, like, I don't know. It's different. And also, it's, like, I am very much a person who will end up on the East Coast at some point because, one, my job is going to demand it. But, like, I think it's very real. As we talked about earlier, the regional differences, West Coast, East Coast. Like, it is a different culture.
It really
you know?
Is.
We're all the same country, but it's, like, you know.
And I think Seattle, like, well, New York is a city where you can actually say that it's, like, it has a little bit of a different vibe or something, you know. I mean, L.A. can too, I guess, sort of. I don't know. I think I'm jaded from L.A. for different reasons, but that's because I know a lot of people in SoCal. Anyways, though, that was really good. I'm so glad to hear about your trip to New York.
I'll tell you more later.
Oh, woohoo! Thank you so much for listening, everyone.
Thank you. Bye. Have a good week.